Biden administration has no permission to act against Russia. October 8, 2022. By Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. This evening I am able to positively assure everyone that we have avoided a banking and insurance industry collapse. We have not been able to keep the real estate bubble from bursting and the related fallout from that, which could mean that up to 30% of the workforce in the United States and Europe will be out of work for some time. It is also uncertain whether or not we will be able to prevent another illegal and immoral mercenary conflict that certain parties are attempting to mount against Russia, but we will keep you all posted in hopes that our combined objection and intercession will put a stop to it. The American and Russian Alliance of 1858 is a treaty between the Russian people and the American people, guaranteeing peace and mutual aid between us. This important treaty between our two nations has never been broken, and we do not intend that it ever shall be. The so-called Biden administration has no permission to act against Russia so long as the Russians honor our 1858 alliance, and any actions taken by Biden or by perpetrators acting under his orders as the commander-in-chief of a commercial corporation are to be recognized as private, unauthorized, and illegal activities. It disturbs us that so many people have forgotten the fact that mercenary wars are illegal by nature, and that the perpetrators of mercenary conflicts lack the standing to declare war, which is why such wars are never formally declared. Thus, we see the puppets of the Western oil cartels sabotaging the Nord Stream pipelines, callously blaming their victims, and acting against the principles of the free market that they are supposedly championing, until and unless it threatens their own stranglehold on American, Chinese, and European energy markets. These actions which they have undertaken in a private capacity need to be recognized as the crimes that they are and prosecuted to the fullest extent of our public law and the code of military justice. Mr. Biden has no authority to ignore, bypass, or abrogate our treaty obligations, and we strenuously oppose all and any orders issued under our delegated authority to any contrary effect. This includes orders to the military that would trespass against the American and Russian alliance of 1858. This treaty stands and has never been replaced nor trespassed in over 160 years. We do not accept any proposal to transgress against this venerable treaty, nor do we provide any acquiescence allowing our employees to disrespect the peace between Russia and the United States of America. If, as it appears, Mr. Biden has self-interestedly ordered the destruction of key pieces of Russian and Western European gas pipeline infrastructure so as to force Europeans to be dependent on Middle East and North American energy resources and also forcing them to pay exorbitant climate taxes for the privilege, he should be recognized as a felon engaged in promoting an illegal mercenary conflict and also recklessly undertaking damage to the environment. Because of these ill-considered and unconscionable attacks against the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines, old coal-burning power generation facilities will have to be cranked up, bringing back the specter of acid rain destroying European forests and meadowlands, black smoke polluting the air, and all leaving behind a legacy of poisonous coal fly ash to dispose of. Because of these criminal actions against the Nord Stream pipelines, vast amounts of natural gas have escaped from the damaged pipelines, destroying the ocean flora and fauna in proximity to the ruptures. Because of these criminal activities, millions of Europeans face a winter of uncertain energy supplies and rising energy costs. Once again, human suffering and damage to the Earth's biomes has been the result of unchecked corporate greed and power mongering. How much longer is any thinking being supposed to put up with this malicious mismanagement and abuse of corporate privileges? How many more homes and jobs have to be lost, and how much more of the natural environment prostituted as collateral damage before we all rise up with one accord and say, enough? No more illegal mercenary conflicts. No more sabotage. No more illicit foreign occupation of sovereign nations by commercial corporations. No more commodity market rigging. No more job losses. No more bail-ins, bail-outs, or other mischief perpetuated against the public by private corporate interests. We call upon every sentient being on this planet to condemn the damage done to the Nord Stream pipelines and ask for a full investigation and prosecution of the criminals responsible for these acts of commercial and biological terrorism. Let us next turn our attention to how best to soften the collapse of the real estate speculation bubble, remove illegal mortgages, and retrain millions of workers for more satisfying and productive occupations. James Clinton Belcher, Head of State. The United States of America.